Next up is agenda item 12, and that's PR 2022-006794, SD 2023-00176. Tierra West LLC, as agent for Peabody ABQ LLC, requests a preliminary final plat for all or a portion of Track B2, plat of Track B1, B2, B3, formerly being Track B Allwoods, zoned MXH and located at 4901 San Mateo, between San Mateo and Lumber Avenue Northeast. Let's see, do we have the applicant or agent team here?
Yes, John Niski with Tierra West.
Thank you, Mr. Niski. And Ms. Wolfley, is it appropriate to note that Mr. Niski's already been sworn in on a prior matter today?
Mr. Lucero, I'll leave that up to you. Our attorney has counseled us to swear people in every time, but I know the DHOs don't usually do that if they've already been sworn in. So you get to choose.
Okay, we'll give them a break for today. Thank you. All right. So go ahead, Mr. Niski, if you please briefly present the project.
Yes, John Niski with Tierra West. We're asking to shift a lot line for an existing self-storage facility that used to be an old Allwoods hardware store, which affects the lot in front of it, or between it and San Mateo, which was previously a Sweet Tomatoes restaurant. The landowner of the existing storage facility did purchase that land and has since demolished the Sweet Tomatoes building itself. They plan on building a new indoor climate control facility where the Sweet Tomatoes restaurant was, and where they just currently have an existing office that will also be demolished at some point. And this new building will replace it. So we're shifting the lot line to make room for that particular building. I did receive some comments. I don't have issues with them. They will require some research on my part. One dealt with the cross lot drainage, which we can provide. I'm not sure if there's one there already or not, since we're not affecting the drainage flow path at all. It's as it is existing. So I don't know if there was one previously. And then there were some questions about some of the easements we were adding or moving around. There's an existing access easement that runs parallel to San Mateo that was supposed to be for an access drive in the parking lot that didn't quite line up with how it ended up being built. So we've repositioned that easement to cover the existing drive access. So we're just essentially correcting that so it lines up correctly. And then New Mexico Gas has a existing gas meter on track B1A that did not have an easement at all. And it took us some effort and time to identify where exactly that line was. And we're now providing easement in New Mexico Gas Company for that line, which is shown on there.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's see. If there's any members of the public who wish to comment on this item. So for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 12, and it's a request for preliminary final plat at 4901 San Mateo and between San Mateo and Lumber Northeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to address that item. Scrolling through the participant list, I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide comment on agenda item 12, members of the public. Last call for public comment on agenda item 12. Okay, Mr. Niski, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll now proceed through the DFT comments. Beginning with Water Authority, Mr. Hull, are you there, sir?
Yes, this is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. We've issued an availability statement 230108, which identified the condition of service and basically routine connections are available. Just as a note, there's a private sewer service line on track B1-A, which ended at the lot line, and by shifting it over, you may want to continue that easement line to the new property line if you are going to use that as your sewer service connection. And the other issue is the letter of availability identified the need for 3 fire hydrants. And one of the hydrants is located on tracks B1A. And we would need documentation that this private hydrant can be utilized by track B2-A. If you can't do that, then you'd have to install an additional fire hydrant. Now, these requirements shouldn't hold up your plat. That would be more for the development when you come in for a site plan. So more information.
This is John, if you would hear us. I understand those comments. I need to research that sanitary sewer line, service line a little bit more to figure out what we're doing with that. And that other fire hydrant will be accessible to both parcels. We have a fire one plan approved by the fire marshal.
Okay, it's a private fire hydrant, so we would need documentation that it's okay with the owner of track B1A for your use.
Okay, I'll give that to you. That it's the same owner for both parcels, so that's not a problem.
That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Hill, Mr. Niski. Next up is code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no comments or objections to the proposed platting action. All prior questions have been addressed in previous meetings.
Thank you, sir. Next up is parks and recreation. Ms. Phelan, are you there?
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any comments for this case. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of March 15, 2022. Hydrology needs to have the existing structures in relationship to the plat. Aerial exhibit will do it. Hydrology needs to determine where the approved conceptual gradient drainage plan is located within the plat. And also, please add a cross-lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement. That's all from hydrology.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Would those then be conditions? Definitely the easement, right, would be a condition.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, I will send those conditions to the chat box.
Oh, thank you, sir. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Next up is transportation, Mr. Armijo.
All right, Mr. Armijo, transportation. Transportation has an approved TCL dated August 25th, 2023. We have no objection.
Thank you, sir. And next up is planning.
This is Robert Webb with planning. We had a few different clarification items within our comments. It may be easiest for the applicant to respond to them in a supplemental submittal with like a response letter, but we're happy to go through them today. A couple of them that I wanted to bring up is just verbal confirmation that all the public notice requirements were fulfilled. And we also just had a question about the age of the signatures on the plat itself.
This is John Nisky with here with, we did make notices, so I'm not sure. I think that should have been included in the submittals. And then the age of the signatures, I'm not sure what the question is. Are you questioning because some of them were signed in 2022?
Yes, sir. So we were just making sure if there was, you know, any changes from then to now or anything. There's not necessarily a problem. We just wanted to, you know, verify that we generally see signatures that are a little more current or close to date anyway.
Yes, so we started this process. It got put on, the project got put on hold. It came back in the spring of this year, and then that's when we ran into the issue with New Mexico Gas. It took us quite a long time to figure out where they're at. And so once we got that figured out, then we could proceed forward.
Thank you. That makes sense. And I can go through the rest of my comments if the case is ready for approval today. Otherwise, if it is not, then I'm happy to work with the applicant and going through our clarification items to move towards getting ready for the approval.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. I think judging from the balance of the DFT comments, I think it looks like it's postured well for approval. So if you don't mind, let's go through the planning comments.
Absolutely. Some are pretty minor, so we'll just need to make sure that all the accurate project and application numbers are added to the plat before final sign-off, the AGIS DFX file approval provided before final sign-off, and let's see, just wanted to clarify that if there is an infrastructure list as a part of this plat, and then if so, then there'll need to be a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement submitted before final sign-off.
This is John Niski with Tierra West. There is no infrastructure associated with this project at all.
Very good. And then the date of the DHO approval will be recorded on the plat. On one of the TCL pages, there was a note regarding a revocable permit. So just didn't know if that was an old note on there or if there was something related to development or anything on there.
This is John Niski with Tierra West. That is new. So what happened is when Sweet Tomatoes was built, that their existing sign that's out there, which is remaining and the current owner would like to use, ended up over encroaching into the San Mateo right-of-way by 2 feet or 2.5 feet, the sign face itself did. So we submitted for revocable permit, which was approved back in September and is recorded.
Okay, thank you, sir. And then Solid Waste has already approved the expansion on the platting or not as of yet?
This is John Niski with Tierra West. I didn't necessarily submit a plat to Solid Waste. I don't think I've ever done that, but we do have solid waste approval on our TCL that was mentioned earlier.
And that's what I meant. I apologize. Let me see here. You've already explained that the existing conditions, parking or landscaping, screening, nothing is being reduced or eliminated, just shifted for the expansion of the new development. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then I can put our standard comments in the chat for conditions.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything further from the DFT members? Okay. Since there wasn't any public comment, we won't have any cross-examination. Anything in summary, Ms. Wolfley?
No, let me just ask Tiquan really quick. So you're saying you need to have the existing structures in relationship to the plat. Would there be anything that would prohibit these lot lines in that missing information?
Tiquan, Chair Hydrology. It's very unlikely. John, if you can confirm your existing buildings not across those new lot lines. So that's why I need to know, you know, if you put aerial on the plat, it will be clearly showing where those existing buildings are.
This is John Niski with Tierra West. So the existing Allwood building is back west of the property line. There's no buildings that are affected by the property line shift. It's within a parking lot itself.
Okay, thank you. That was the only one I was just kind of trying to make sure we didn't get too far without confirming that. But I think that can stay in the conditions to be verified, but he's verified verbally that there's no structure over the property line.
Very good. Okay. And I see that we have several conditions of approval in the chat. Are we missing any proposed conditions of approval? All right. Very good. I think that this item is ready for action. Bear with me 1 second. If I read this out correctly. This is Robert Lucero, DHO. I approve agenda item 12, PR 2022-006794, SD 2023-00176, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. Hydrology needs to receive an exhibit showing existing structures in relationship to the plat. An aerial exhibit will do. Hydrology needs to determine where the approved conceptual grading and drainage plan are located within the plat. Add a cross lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement. The project and application number must be added to the plat prior to final sign off by DFT staff. The HSDXF file approval must be provided prior to final sign off of the final plat. And the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Any questions about that? Very good. That concludes agenda item 12. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.